Okay, here we go. Ready? So, welcome to New York Wedding Jam, the podcast for modern weddings. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you're close enough. Yeah.
I'm your host, Jason Alisea. This is getting tired. I'm tired of messing up. I got to get better at this.
Oh, no, but Jason, don't, because it makes me giggle. And I really appreciate the laughter that comes with it.
I am your host, Jason Alisea. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to roll right past you. I am your host, Jason Alisea, and I am accompanied by Martine. Now I can't even remember your name. Martine Darniak, wedding planner extraordinaire. Hi, Martine.
Hi, Jason. Jason, I really do love your intros, so that's kind of why I like trading off with you.
I'm going to rehearse for like a week.
I don't want you to. Like, it would be better if you don't. But hey, by all means, you got to feel comfortable. Whatever makes you happier, Jason. But I just remember that I like the giggles. So
I am. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to.
You should like tape it to your screen or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, with a little post-it up in the corner. Or, but I'm also going to add like a voice. I'm going to like practice my Michael Buffer, you know, like, you know, the guy, Let's Get Ready to the Rumble. Yeah. I am going to like practice my intro for next time. Promise.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, however it works for you, I will be here for it.
Welcome to the New York Wedding Jam, the podcast.
Perfect. That's perfect. I think you should totally do that. That's it. Definitely sounds like a proper intro. For sure.
So, Jason, what's the topic for today?
Yeah, I know we are talking about family expectations and how to kind of work through those. So I will tell you that I have a lot of couples that come to me, truthfully, this is never ill-intended, right? They want their parents to be happy, but sometimes what their parents want for their day is not what they want. And learning how to navigate that conversation so that you end up with two happy parties, as opposed to either one party that gets everything they want and the other person doesn't get anything, or both parties are angry because nothing is going the way that they want it to do. What I'd wanted to talk about today was, what's the kind of best way to approach the situation when there are family expectations that don't match what you as a couple might want for your day?
You know, I think that before we get into that conversation, I think it's also important to acknowledge that for many of the couples who are listening right now, your parents are paying a good deal of money to help you.
Right.
And so we have to kind of take this advice with a grain of salt, because my parents didn't pay for the majority of it, but my mom did help us a little bit. And she didn't really ask for anything. She did question some of our decisions, but certainly we understand that sometimes your parents are footing part of the bill. But that's part of this discussion.
Right. And I think whether parents are paying or not, typically where this question is coming from is, especially with a couple whose parents are not American or from this area of the world, there's a certain level of deference that is typically paid to parents, in my experience.
Yes.
And there's a sense of, I can't say no to what my parents want in some instances.
So what are some things that someone who's getting married, their parent wants something. What are some examples of wants that parents want? And the couple is like, well, I may not want that. What are some things that you've seen?
One of the biggest ones, or the one that comes up most often, is the size of the guest list. Parents want to invite
everybody,
because they're proud of the moment. They want to share that with people. Sometimes they want to show off, right? And sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes they want to, you know, again, they just don't want to exclude anybody or be rude. It's also important to note that weddings in other countries are often very different from American weddings. A lot of times it's a community event. And so just typically speaking, the notion is that everybody in the community will attend a wedding. but the costs are also very different. So it's a different discussion that needs to be had from what might be happening, you know, in the home country, if you will, as opposed to here in the States, if that's where you're having the wedding. I like to tell people that it's important to know your priorities first and then communicate those to your parents. And I also like to add that you know the best way to speak to your parents and get what you want for the most part. It does take some navigating and it does take some thinking through. It should, one big part of it is that typically, as far as I know, it never works well when emotions are high and you feel boxed in, right? Like if you feel like I can't say no and you're then eventually just going to blow your gasket about whatever, like you never listen to me, or, you know, parents might be on the flip side of that, right? Like it might go the reverse, right? Where parents are feeling like they're just not listening to me at all and they don't want to do anything like that I feel is really important to this day. So I think just kind of balancing out what you want, which is the most important part, right? As a couple, like it should be your day, your way, but also understanding that parents do have a vested interest in it. And so is there room for give? Is there room to incorporate some of the things that they want into the day?
You know, I think for many parents who, or I guess I'm finding a difficult to kind of label the child in this situation, because we're talking about parents and their children.
Yeah.
How can we?
I would say parents and then the couples. Like the couples are the ones who are getting married. Okay. So we'll keep it simple.
Now I forgot my point. I got it. I got it. As someone who is very familiar with working in the mental health space and working with children and families, I know that on top of the stress of planning a wedding where parents may want to be more traditional and have what they think a wedding should look like versus what the couple wants to do, maybe a more modern couple, maybe trying to lean less traditional, there's also the added stress of the parent-child, I'll say child in this case, parent-child power struggle, power dynamic, where for many people, the wedding planning process might be the first time that they have to stand up to their parent. Right. Maybe the first time that they say, no, it's not going to be your way, right? This is what I want. And sometimes couples or a child of maybe a domineering parent may need to kind of put their foot down for the first time in their lives. And right. That's not easy. That is not easy.
It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. I play buffer a lot for couples like this, and where if I know what you want, right? Again, that's always my first homework assignment. If I know what you want, I can help communicate that to your parents. If you've had at least enough courage, if you will, to hire me to do that. I do that a lot for couples where if this is the first time that you're really invested in, I there are certain things that I know I want and I don't want the day to pass without having some of these things implemented. I'll help you get there. I will help make sure that we can all have a good day. And every time without fail that I've been involved in that, everybody gets ultimately the things that are most important to them displayed for the day, right? Mm-hmm. We can have a rational conversation about these things. It works though if you're willing to have the conversation, right? And it works if you are willing to say, I know what I want, and not in the heat of the moment, making sure that you are explaining or having me help explain to your parents why these things are important to you and why they should be incorporated as part of your day. But also that balancing act of, if it's not that important to you, right? If it's something that's not critical and is it going to make or break your day, is there room to allow for your parents to add this other traditional element or add a table full of guests, you know, because they're paying for the wedding? And yes, maybe you don't know all of those people, but is letting your parents have 10 additional guests completely out of the realm of possibility. Sometimes it is, right? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But at least having that conversation and being open to the fact that if it's not something that's super important to you, can you allow that it is super important to your parents and incorporate that into the into your wedding day?
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is so obvious to say, but it sounds like just being as communicative as possible is the way to approach this, if especially if you have parents who are going to want certain things and they may not be in alignment with you, certainly. And what and communication, part of communication is being flexible, right?
Right.
Being open, having a little bit of negotiation, particularly if your parents are someone that you wish to honor and respect in the long term. Don't want to give away everything and let them run the entire show. We get that, but certainly communicating effectively with them. And so that's you know, a conversation that needs to be had very early on in the planning process.
100%. And at least if you know, and this is why this is typically my first piece of advice, if you know what you want, it's a whole lot easier to communicate it. As opposed to if you've never put any thought into what you want your wedding day to be like, for example, and everybody starts spitting ideas at you, it's really hard to filter through the things that you actually want for your day versus somebody told me this is the thing that has to happen. And so I guess that's just what I'm going to do, even though whatever, I've never enjoyed that at any other weddings I've been to, or I don't really want that for myself because I've got different values or different religion or different circumstances from my parents and I want a more modern wedding or a more modern approach. Sometimes it just starts to feel a little bit anxiety inducing, I think, in some circumstances. But there is a way to have those conversations. And again, I'm always here to help. I'm always happy to help where I am included, just to facilitate, if you will, ensuring that everybody ends up on the wedding day happy and having a good time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm glad you're here, Martine, because you are the leader in this department. You know, as someone who's more downstream in weddings, I'm not as involved in the planning as maybe, say, a photographer and or a planner. So I wind up hearing a lot of part of my brand. You know this, Martine. Part of my brand is being personable with a couple and getting to know them, focus on connections. And so I meet with the couple a lot leading up to the wedding. And so I'm not really involved in the planning, but I do hear a lot of the complaints.
Right.
And so I do hear a lot of like the family, even with American families, forget about foreign families, parents, first generation kids, and the parents were not born here. Even American families are struggling with this concept of the parents wanting something because weddings in the 80s and 90s are not what's happening now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's true. Again, this isn't to take away from any of it. Those conversations are always hard, especially depending on the kind of relationship you have with your parents, right? Depending on what their communication has been before this event, it's not going to change magically overnight just because there's a wedding now involved. Plus, now we are adding emotions and money behind this like super important or high profile event. There are family relations like beyond just parents that are involved here. There's also what you want. And there's a lot of things happening. There are multiple families trying to mingle, multiple traditions that we're trying to incorporate. There's so many different elements of it that come in. It's easy to understand how you do have potentially, you know, this kind of complicated situation. I guess what I've seen most often, though, is most people come at it from a very well-meaning and positive perspective, parents and the couples, that they want to have a good day and they want their parents, the couple wants the parents to have a good day. The parents want their children to have a good day. We're just trying to mingle these ideas and these thoughts together in a way that helps achieve that goal. And that's really what it comes down to. So communication definitely being the most important part, no matter who you are. You know, what I don't want for people is, I had somebody tell me one time, it was my mother's wedding and I played the part of a bride. that's not what you want to feel like, right? Like, you don't want to feel like, okay, I just showed up to this thing, but it really had nothing to do with me. It is an important event. It is a milestone moment that you want to make your own. It's just a question of how can you do that and still not have any of these, like, long-standing or, you know, flare-ups that just kind of make the whole day stressful for everybody.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for all your insight, Martine. You're certainly the leader, I think, in this conversation, because you see that a lot. Like I said, I'm a little bit more downstream, but I think it's definitely, as we work in this the Northeast region in New York, Hudson Valley in New York City, definitely we have families from all over the world kind of in our area. We are a very heterogeneous region of America, and so certainly this, I'm sure this issue is touching a lot of people. But thank you, Martine, and I guess we will connect soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one, Jason.
Okay, bye-bye.